This episode is brought to you by Venstar. Venstar is introducing ColorTouch, the new multifunctional, simple-to-use touchscreen thermostat that thinks it's a digital picture frame. ColorTouch brings HVAC distributors and contractors a new revenue opportunity that's attractively priced for them and their customers. Compatible with virtually every type of heating and air conditioning system, ColorTouch is available at a price you won't believe. For more information, visit www.venstar.com. Hello, and welcome to News Update. I'm your host, Angela Harris, and here are the top stories for the program. HVAC contractors predict solid first quarter, efficiency credits reduced to $500 in 2011, and the residential home is now considered a system. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, is predicting continued recovery for 2011. So is Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, and so are many of the contractors with whom the news discussed 2011 predictions late last year. Armed with practical experience and real-world data, these contractors are offering their economic and industry predictions, as well as some business tips to help out in the first quarter of 2011. Some of their top predictions expect that money lending will ease, unemployment rates will remain high, and fiscal responsibility will improve. As with any prediction, there is the possibility that the CBO, Bernanke, and the contractors surveyed are wrong. Although based on research and real-time experience, what is predicted to happen and what actually happens can easily be two different things. That is why, despite predictions, Greg Crumpton, president and founder of Airtight Mechanical Inc. in Charlotte, North Carolina, knows that improving customer service will always be an accurate strategy for successful contracting businesses. It is time to place more emphasis than ever on customer satisfaction, he said. High-quality clients are still investing in building, renovating, and maintaining residential and commercial structures. Those of us willing to learn of their needs and blow them out of the water with quality, caring, and customer advocacy will survive. Keep your collective chins up. High-quality customer care still wins. To find out the details about each prediction, visit www.achrnews.com and search 2011 predictions. Late last year, the federal government approved the energy efficiency tax credits for one more year, although at a lower level. While we were happy to see the 25C tax credits extended for 2011, we were disappointed by the substantial reductions to their value and changes to the minimum standards for some of the qualifying equipment, said Charles McCruden, Vice President of Government Relations for the Air Conditioning Contractors of America. The tax extender package was signed into law on December 17, 2010 by President Obama, who had negotiated the deal with congressional leaders. McCruden added that it was an odd coalition to move a major piece of legislation, since the president worked together with Republicans and conservative Democrats. As expected, the new law includes a two-year extension of the Bush tax cuts for all income levels, a lower capital gains tax rate for investors, an increase of the exemption for the estate tax to $5 million per individual, and lowering of the tax rate to 35%, enactment of the alternative minimum tax patch for 2010 and 2011, and other pro-small business provisions, McCruden explained. Unfortunately, while the tax package does include an extension of the 25C non-business energy tax credits, the official IRS name for the Homeowners Energy Efficiency Tax Credit, last-minute modifications were made resetting the credit value to pre-stimulus bill levels of 10% of the installed cost, with maximum credit for all qualified retrofits of $500, he wrote. The stimulus bill, or American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, had increased the 25C tax credit limit to $1,500 during 2009 and 2010. Now the new tax law reinstates the caps on equipment that were in place in 2006 and 2007, said McCruden. That means the maximum tax credits available to an eligible taxpayer for installing a qualified central air conditioner or heat pump are $300, and the maximum tax credit available for a qualified furnace or boiler is $150. The tax extender package also reinstates the lifetime credit caps. These disqualify any homeowner who has claimed more than $500 in 25C tax credits since January 1, 2005, from any further credits, McCruden explained. And the qualifying guidelines for natural gas and propane hot water boilers and oil furnaces and hot water boilers have been increased to 95% AFUE. To find out how these changes could have an effect on your business, go to www.achrnews.com and search Efficiency Credits Extended. Legislators on Capitol Hill aren't the only ones who have been busy making changes. The International Energy Conservation Code Council has been busy too. For years, ASHRAE officials have been pointing out that the commercial and residential efficiency standards, standards 90.1 and 90.2, should be considered a bare minimum of efficiency these structures should achieve, but that they could in fact be made a great deal more efficient than that. A new code has recently upped the ante of building efficiency levels, and the message for contractors is to look at the entire building as a system, not just at the mechanicals. U.S. state and local officials have voted to improve the National Building Model Energy Code to deliver a 30% boost in savings. The 2012 International Energy Conservation Code, IECC, covers the construction of both new homes and commercial buildings across the country, as well as additions and renovations. The changes to the code help ensure that homes are better sealed to reduce heating and cooling losses, improves the efficiency of windows and lighting, increases insulation in ceilings and walls, and improves hot water systems to reduce waste energy. Commercial buildings will also include daylighting controls, continuous air barriers, and the use of economizers for climate controls. Efficiency can be further increased through the use of renewable energy systems, more efficient HVAC equipment and lighting. The measures also require that the new buildings will be commissioned to ensure that the actual performance meets the design brief. To read the complete coverage, head to www.achrnews.com and search House is a System. Are you interested in the latest new products? Coming up, you'll find out what's new for the HVAC industry. This product report is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, as comfortable as it is reliable. And by Danfoss Variable Frequency Drives, optimize performance, minimize investment, make modern living possible. In this week's product segment, we are highlighting a few of the products showcased at achrnews.com. One of those products is Reznor Thomas & Betts Commercial Ventilation Unit. The Z-Series is a fully integrated commercial ventilation unit. It combines the benefits of a heat pump and an energy recovery wheel into one unit. During the winter, with temperatures between minus 10 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit, the unit modulates the DX heat pump system and total enthalpy wheel to provide 70 degrees heated air to the space. For more information, visit www.resspec.com/Z.62. The next product is Lochinvar Corp's Wall Mount Boiler. The Knight Heating Boiler is now available in wall-mounted units with an innovative new fire tube design. Developed to provide contractors with all of the options they need to serve every application, the new wall mount fire tube models are available in 7 models, with inputs from 55,000 to 399,000 BTUH. The fully modulating 5-to-1 turndown burner allows the boiler to keep fuel use to an absolute minimum by adjusting heat output according to demand. For more information, visit www.lochinvar.com. Our final product is Gateway Safety Inc.'s Welding Protective Eyewear. The company manufactures multiple eyewear options that provide eye protection for light welding applications, as well as those requiring traditional welding goggles. According to the company, its light welding safety eyewear is more stylish and comfortable than previous alternatives. Products include the Cover 2 IR, a contemporary style OTG solution with an IR filter shade 5.0. Other spectacle options offering protection in shades 3.0 and 5.0 include the Starlight IR and the traditional Style Strobe IR. Wheels IR also offers IR protection in a sleek, lightweight goggle form. For more information, visit www.gatewaysafety.com. To see more products online, check out the latest additions to the Product of the Week and What's New sections on the news' homepage, www.achrnews.com. I still got a few news bits and online highlights to share with you, so stick around. News bits and online highlights are brought to you by Fast HVACR Parts, a division of International Comfort Products. Makes OEM parts more affordable. A successful partnership that trains veterans for and places them in careers in the plumbing and pipe fitting industry is expanding to Wisconsin, according to William P. Height, General President of the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices for the Plumbing and Pipe Fitting Industry of the United States and Canada. Height signed a memorandum of agreement with the Wisconsin Army National Guard and the Department of Workforce Development to bring the Veterans and Piping Program to Camp Douglas. Veterans in Piping, or VIP, offers 20 weeks of training necessary to become an apprentice, including 2 intensive weeks of transitional reintegration and work readiness to help veterans return to civilian life. Job placement is guaranteed upon successful completion, and the training is free. For more information, visit www.uavip.org. The Tecumseh Products Company announced that it will create a state-of-the-art Tecumseh Technology Center within a recently purchased, newly constructed 48,000-square-foot building in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Slated for completion in summer 2011, Tecumseh's new facility will join certified Tecumseh labs in France, Brazil, and India to form the backbone of a global engineering strategy with increased focus on research, development, and applications. Much of the current lab in Tecumseh, Michigan also will be relocated to the Ann Arbor facility and its capabilities significantly upgraded. The Tecumseh Technology Center will meet ENERGY STAR accreditation qualifications as well as continue to be fully UL and ISO certified. It will have complete hydrocarbon development and testing capability and enhanced environmental simulation facilities. For more news, head to www.achrnews.com. While there, don't forget to check out some of the news' current content, including the newly posted AHR Expo site. There you will find complete coverage before, during, and after the 2011 AHR Expo. There are new videos up as well, along with some new feature articles. We're all out of time for this episode, but be sure to tune in next week for the AHR Expo pre-show edition of News Update. I'm Angela Harris, and this has been your News Update, brought to you by Stargate International. Introducing the next generation air conditioning tool. The SG4000 AC Analyzer is great for energy conservation. The tool of the future is here today. Read superheat and or subcool. Verify airflow, real-time clock, record and store your data, great for service agreements. Get the charge right the first time, every time. This one pays for itself. Visit www.stargateinternational.com.